Blog Talk Radio.
I have it directly from the lips of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to me. He said, "Brother, they have laid many traps for you." He said, "You will trip them up, but you will never get caught in one of them." He said to me, "There are two of us backing you up, brother, Allah and myself." And I have it further from his mouth that the wicked kill their last messenger, prophet of God, when they kill prophet Jesus, but they will not put that small time stuff over on us today. And if you doubt,
go ahead,
that I am from God and God is with me and in me, then I say to the government of America, lose no stone. Do everything you can to destroy me and watch my God Allah destroy you and all of my enemies. For those of you who thought you would come out here to see a weak, fragile, decrepit Farrakhan, I want you to look again. I'm here, and I'm strong, and I will look down on all of my enemies, for he promised me that sit thou at my right hand while I make all your enemies your footstool.
April 19, 2012. Listen to the Blog Talk Radio. Caller number 858-947-6607-1 to talk to the host. Chat room down. Name of a lot of Nephilim. Yo, from the force, 858-947-6607. We're having a little difficulty this morning. If we happen to lose you, working from a remote site, God for modern technology, 7 years old, thinking about radio years ago, that we would be in 2012, a communicator show from a mobile site, from a computer system that can reach someone as far as New Zealand, Sweden, London, etc., with a relay. Times have surely changed. So this is Blog Talk Radio. I'm talking to you morning. We have our co-host in the audience, in the air. I think he's online now. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks a lot, brother.
I'm with my ex-man, Brother Roscoe. How you doing this morning, sir?
Doing fine, by Allah's grace. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. I want to read something this morning, starting off from the someone came to my mind earlier this morning. I was reading from the Holy Quran. I was reading chapter 7-3. And the surah is, I posted it online today, the one covering himself up, and we know we call this as no covers, but it talked in the one covering himself up. And the sixth true, it said, you know me. The sixth, it said, the rising by night is surely the firmest way to tread and the most effective. Truly, thou hast by day prolonged occupation. And I was reading the footnotes on that, and it was saying that when we clear at night, we're able to get our thoughts more together and have more effective speech when we speak, because the heart is more purified when we arrive at night and are able to get our thoughts together, because the day has us so occupied. And if you use the word prolonged occupation, that is really a distraction for us to try to read and get any serious study during that time period. So the prophet during his day, they used to rise up about a third of the night, sometimes a half of the night. And then in the commentary on that, it went further to say that in a lot of those cases, that people weren't able to do that, that they were rising by night and they weren't able. So it was a growth process. Some of the believers at that time weren't able to rise at night. So then he told them to read as best as you could and rise when you could rise. So it was just I reflected on that this morning, showing the growth process that it takes for us to do what we're doing. And as we're developing this audience or this show, everything is in a growth process. So even though we're having some difficulties technically, we can still, as long as we're consistent, coming to the air with no covers on a consistent basis, we will grow. I see we have other callers on the line this morning, so if anyone want to chime in this morning, again, just press 1 on your dial and you can get in. We're still on, I'm still on that Willis Lake Center, especially after we went yesterday to the forum.
Right.
Your thoughts, your thoughts this morning on the Feliciano's, our beloved student, Minister spoke yesterday at a forum at Cape Fear on Trayvon Martin and Barack Obama, and it was about erasing stereotypes. So we want to just discuss that a little bit this morning and get a, you know, sometimes process in 24 hours, you get a better feel.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I mean, I enjoyed it. I like, especially the sister that was on there, and the sister who came up through the era of civil rights, and, well, she was fire. She was getting emotional when she was she put that fire. It reminded me of, like, Minister Ava. But it was, everybody had something good to say as far as for the young brothers to listen to and try to eat from this and eat from that and take it and digest it, you know. But I think the one brother who kept using the phrases that they were already used to, that we're trying to, like, break the mindset of in the first place, you know what I'm saying? He could have kind of left those phrases out as far as, like, using the certain words that, you know, we use as slang, you know? But other than that, man, I enjoyed it. I like what
very good format, very productive. But one of the interesting themes I saw along the lines is that there's a consistent theme of freedom, justice, and equality. And we know, of course, where that consistent theme comes from. It's, it's funny you sit in the seat sometimes in those audiences. You have to sit and listen. Sometimes it's difficult because you know where they get the consistent thing from. You know, I wrote to you on that piece of paper. You know sometimes where they get the consistent thing from, and then they don't want to, you know, they have a hard time recognizing where they just, like, the stuff that popped out their head. But we know that there has been a voice in America for some time now. And that voice has been the voice of the Honorable Muhammad. Let's talk to the God, Master Farah Muhammad, who came in the person to give us these teachings. And it's like I said earlier, it's a growth process. It's laid its seed early on, and now we're beginning to see the manifest of a growth. Because everyone's turn, we can see Muhammad taking growth, take root. And now they're taking people. And so when I hear them publicly speak, they they don't even know where they got it.
Yes, sir.
Something that they read and not knowing the root of where they got it from.
Yes, sir. But yeah, it was pretty good, though.
One of the keys that I wanted to talk about this morning, going back over to Will's mission, a question was asked.
The last group. Back on the mic, I guess I can talk.
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's one thing about technical difficulties. When you call it from remote, it always goes in and out. Hopefully tomorrow morning we'll be back in our lovely studio.
right. Yes, sir.
I'm calling for this remote this morning. Left my keys in the office yesterday, so I've got to go in there this morning and get them.
Right.
What I was saying is about the integration part.
Yes,
I thought
sir.
That was key. She was asking the question yesterday. She said, how is it that those we were able to produce so much coming out of slavery, and now we can't produce anything? And it was like, I want to scream it out, you know.
Right,
sometimes
right.
The audience, you have to sit back and watch. But I want to scream. It's like, you know, you be in class and you want to scream the ass out. Y'all ask for integration, you know.
Yes, sir.
And that was, we talked about that, I think, on the show a couple weeks ago, when that
right.
We don't realize we didn't integrate, we accommodated.
Yes,
America
right.
did not integrate us into society. America accommodated us. There's a difference in integration and accommodation. Integration would have meant, when she asked the question, see, how do we send so many children to college? And here we are now, we can't even send 12% of our children to college. Well, we sent 60%
mm-hmm.
of our children to college coming out of slavery. Because coming out of slavery, we were separated.
Exactly.
And we kept our culture and our values and our morals in our community. Proper integration would have been us moving into America, keeping our church, keeping our culture, keeping our values, keeping our morals, keeping our community intact, not having to change who we are, and moving into the American mainstream. But that's not what happened. America said, okay, I'm going to let you sit beside the toilet with me, so I'm going to accommodate you. In other words, tolerate you. That's what accommodation is. But America didn't give. If America had really integrated us, we would have been able to remain in our schools, in the communities, with the computers and the technology that they would have at everywhere else. Harvard and Harvard would look the same. I always
right.
use the example. If we had properly integrated, Howard University and Harvard University would look identical. That's proper integration. But accommodation is making Harvard University a Class A school and Howard University still struggling to stay open. That's accommodation. And until our people learn the difference of accommodation and integration, we're going to still keep having this debate on why we were able to boost that then and not now. The only answer is to go back to what was true integration. And the only way we can get true integration is separation.
That's
the only way we're going to get it now.
That's right. That's right. I agree.
I mean, you look at it today,
we don't have no black town. If we do, well, our black towns are basically what we would consider the hoods and the ghettos. But look at Greek town and Jewish town and Chinatown, you know, all these different places inside a city. They're built up and they have businesses, so the money circulates in their businesses. I mean, in their areas, in their little towns, in their sections. But we don't have that. So where is the integration that we supposedly benefiting from, like you said? It's just accommodated. We're just putting up with you.
We got a caller in at 8925. 8925, caller, you on the air?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Slava later.
Doing fine. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
How's the family this morning?
Fine, fine.
Doing fine.
Yes, sir. What is the question this morning, brother? I'm looking. I can't. What's the question?
Oh, we were speaking on. I know who this is. It's that Favis voice.
Yes, sir.
We were speaking on. We were talking about the Willie Lynch syndrome. Yes, we part three of the Willie Lynch, but we were talking about the difference between integration and what was actually taking place of accommodation. And the way they have divided our people actually think they are American citizens because they actually believe integration works. And when I sit
yes,
in certain areas or certain rooms, we listen to our people talk, and they talk as if integration worked. And we're trying to scream at the top of the voice. We didn't integrate. They accommodated us. There's a difference between integration and someone allowing you to bring your ideas, your culture, and everything in. That would have been true integration. But what America did, America said, I'm going to accommodate you. And that's why we can't make progress.
Right. Well, speaking on that, I'm going to go back in history a little bit. You know, when the Moors overtook Spain, they ruled Spain for 800 years. And their fall was because they started to integrate with the European Christian women in Spain. And they became weak. They were accommodated simply because they grew weaker within that system. And just like the brother said, if integration was working, Harvard would be the same thing as Howard right now.
Right.
You know, the difference would be that we would see more of progress for our people. When we go to the coffee shops, a lot of times we see more Caucasian people than we do black people. We don't see as
okay.
much in the coffee shops right now as we do the integration part of it. So there will definitely be more progress now than we see in the country right now if the integration process at work, like the brother has said. But I just wanted to bring that to the light, you know, with the how the Moors failed because they were weak when they started to integrate with those Caucasian women over there.
Right, right. And we are weak today because we integrating, trying to mix with them mentally.
Right.
As well as physically. I mean, I've noticed the growth in interracial relationships.
Right.
Just lately,
right.
last couple of years, in places where it wasn't even allowed. It's like it's blooming now.
Well, you know, the messenger said that the last trick of the slave master will be his woman. So we
That's
see
right.
that now most of our brothers are with white women. If you look at it, especially
yes,
here in Grand Rapids.
Yes,
we see that a lot here in Grand Rapids. I mean, we see that more than anything else. And, you know, they walk down the street proud of it, you know,
right.
with babies,
right.
pushing a little baby cart. And I see that
yes,
a lot here, you know, and
right.
I'm proud of it. They think that that's a prize now, you know, just like
right.
the pastor said, after 400 years of slavery, you know, he gives you his woman and you think that that's all that's necessary. You know, that's not even, you know, a tip of the iceberg when it comes to that. So when you start
right.
talking about accommodation and integration, you know, we are a long ways off, brother, from, you know, being what we really should be in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that has messed up the minds of our people to an extent that, you know, they feel like if you are not in agreement with what they're doing, then, you know, you lost. They look at us as being lost. They hate us for what we're trying to do to raise our people.
Right.
But I don't want to get off the subject.
Yeah. No, that's, you're right on it, but you're right, brother, because that's what our young men are considering, and is integration. The fact that, okay, I can walk down the mall with her hand in hand, that means I'm part of America. Negro, you're not a part of America. You're just a fool walking with a beast who used to yesterday throw you out in the back room. You used to get lynched yesterday for walking with her, and now you're going to walk with her among our sisters like that?
We need
to start jacking you about these cars, man, and slapping some sips in your head. You're just going to walk past our queen with her in your hand, walking hand in hand, and just walking past our queens like that when they're going to take our queen like the cake I put on the post yesterday and got her cut up like that?
Right.
Turn around and walk past her with your cave. Oh, boy, I'm on air. Your cave woman.
Right. Hey, and that's exactly what she is.
Right, and once again, with the cake situation, that wasn't just a regular white person. That was a white person who had a position, a political position, right? So the minister showed us the mindset of the politician, white people who so-called make the laws and things, legislation for the people. So he gave us the mindset of them during Sages Day. If we doubted the Honorable Elijah Muhammad yesterday, he read that.
Right. And you know, they have put themselves in a position that they make us or help us to see them to a certain extent as the standard of perfection. And if you look at how this woman did what she did, you see how she had all those followers there. So what's going to happen now is that because she did it and she's considered to be a dignitary in that country, you're going to see everybody else follow lead, just like people in this country do. You know, they follow lead when they see the slave master doing. You know, the messenger said, look at us now in the midst of our enemies, born and nursed by the devil himself. So we've been nursed. We've been nursed by them. Look at how we go to Taco Bell. Look at how we go to Burger King. Look at how we go to McDonald's. Look at how we go to these fast restaurants being nursed in the devil's kitchen based upon how they put themselves as a standard of perfection. We've gotten away from being able to cook. We've gotten away from being able to sew. We've gotten away from being able to keep our house clean, to take care of our business, and to raise our children. So when we follow these people, you know, this is what makes us other than ourselves. This is what makes us other than ourselves right there.
And now that we got away from that, we put money in their pockets because we go to them to supply those things for us that we can do for ourselves.
Yes, sir. It goes right back to that. It's the same way they have accommodated the president. They have told him, you can come in, but leave your Negroes at the door.
Exactly.
Right.
You can come into America. You can be the president. You can run it. But make sure you leave your Negroes at the door. Don't bring them in here with you. We ain't want to hear you talk about nothing black when you come in the room, because what we're going to do, we're going to accommodate you. Proper integration means I can bring my values, my ideas, my thoughts, and my process. It's like the brother we were saying last night in study group. Even as Muslims, the Muslim world has begun to accommodate instead of trying to integrate Islam into. We were talking last night how the minister said there are those that want to try to alter the Quran where it talks about the Jews, so that it's more palatable for them to accept it. So we're going to try to change the language of the prophet when he say they plan and Allah plan, but Allah is the best of plans. We want to change the day so that we can accommodate the Quran or make the Quran palatable for them when the Quran is clear and precise.
Right.
But the Muslim world even wants to accommodate.
Yes,
they don't want to integrate. It don't want to integrate the true teachings because it wants to change. Anytime you have to change who you are, somebody is allowing you to accommodate versus integrate.
That's
right. And, you know, and that's bad, you know, how we see the way that our people have accepted the status quo, how they accept what's going on, what they accept, you know, what they see on the news, what they see on television. You know, they become what they call, we become passive to everything that we see around us. And when we start talking about integration, You know, that's what they want. They want to be
right.
integrated. Some of our people are. Some of them want that. They still in their
right.
old slave mastermind. They still have that
right.
slave mentality. You know, they don't even want to try to do anything for themselves. They want to just go and try to get a job from the slave master. You know, so.
Right. They don't have any confidence in black people, so all that they look up to is the slave master's children to supply everything. They don't have any confidence in that we are well-equipped. But we go into school just like they went to school. So why won't we think that we're well-equipped to handle business in the same manner that they handle business? I mean, even
right.
if we don't have a supply, even when we had our own school, we may have to run down books. But still,
right.
the children got taught. And like the brother said,
right.
when they first came out of slavery, we produced 60% of black people going into college and graduating from college with raggedy
right.
books and raggedy small buildings, just a room.
Right.
You know, so we look at,
right.
we found upon our own because it's not the way that the slave master children have it. We want it that way, or we want it brand new, you know. But the same information in that brand new book is in that same book that's been taught.
Right, right. Hey, brother, you sound familiar.
That's my co-ex-man, Brother Roscoe.
Oh, okay, yes,
right.
yes, sir. Yes, sir. I thought I said, it's the voice sounded very familiar. That's why I said that.
As you was talking about how they get those plus jobs, they get those plus
right.
jobs and then come to a forum and ask us, what's our problem now? You know where I'm going, right?
Right, right.
right, right.
You know, they get the plus jobs.
Right.
You know, the man that let them
right.
in the door and let them, he accommodated them. They didn't integrate. Because
right.
Brother Clinton said yesterday that when he goes to a job, he can't do what he want to do, can't say what he want to say. He has to change
right.
who he is and change his identity to accommodate. But he's thinking he integrated. I'm smart
right,
enough
right.
to know when I go to the plantation, that's damn well where I'm going, to the plantation. I'm trying to get
yeah,
off
right.
that plantation as quickly as possible. But I'm not in the mindset that I'm free. I'm in the mindset
right.
that I'm walking to his plantation and I'm trying to escape. These fools go
right.
to these bank jobs and actually think the man is entrusting him with his money. Man, he's got a few crumbly dollars. He's not going to let you in his real vault.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't see him making the Wall Street making the changes. You're not
right.
sitting there making the currency flow, and you actually think you're doing something. No, he just accommodated you for a second, and the moment this thing gets hot, he's gonna put you out in the same concentration camp he's gonna put me in.
Yes, right,
right,
right.
That's right.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And that's the standard of making it in America.
Right. So listen, brother, I got to run. You know, I just wanted to check in with you. You know, I'm
yes,
my show is starting at 10 o'clock now. I'm not going as early as I was before, so you know I'll be able to get on and you know touch bases with good topics in the morning too as well. So,
well, you know, we
okay.
always happy to hear your voice.
Yes, sir, brother. Always,
stay in touch,
and, you know,
spread the love down there for us.
Yes, sir. You know, I got Grand Rapids on fire, so it's
I hear you.
I got a good. Yeah, I got a good show this morning, so I got to get ready to prepare for that. But inshallah, I'll talk to you in the morning. I'll give you a call.
Yes,
I'll call back in tomorrow.
Yes,
sir.
Brother Roscoe, you can close us out this morning. We got about a minute and a half.
I'd like to thank y'all listeners for tuning in to No Covers, to the two X-Men down in Wilmington, the mystery men of Wilmington, North Carolina. And also, if you have a chance, break free this Sunday. Come join us at our study group to hear our local minister, local representative, Brother Honorable Louis Farrakhan here in the city, and his brother, student minister, Tyrone Muhammad, down on 801 South 8th Street, Sunday at 11 o'clock. We'll be happy to have you out. Thank you for listening. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam, sir. And we're out of here. See y'all in the morning. Peace. Stay strong. Stay black. No covers.
That's it.